This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We will get to the Monday Night Football game in a moment, but first a smack-talking Peyton Manning. This Friday, the Match 3 is going down at Stone Canyon Golf Course in Arizona. It's a charity event in which Peyton Manning will team up with Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors to take on Phil Mickelson, who will team up with Charles Barkley. And during a Zoom call to hype the event, Barkley let everyone know that he is ready. He's actually already been to Stone Canyon out there in Arizona a few times.
Really?
Peyton Manning then pointed out what he was there for.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of news to me that Charles has been to Stone Canyon three times. He hasn't played golf. He's just gone there to eat three times. They have great lunch and dinner service. So this will be his first time playing,
God,
of course,
that's funny.
The actual match on Friday.
Felt a little bit bad for Charles because everybody was banging on Charles, including the host of the Zoom call and Phil Mickelson, yeah, who's teaming with him.
You guys are going to play different tees on some of the holes. And I think, yeah, Charles, they may just place him on the green a couple of times. Is that kind of how it's going to go down, or what's the plan?
At Stone Canyon, we actually have Chuck tees. Some people refer to them as ladies' tees, but I call them Chuck tees. They're up, you know, a little bit.
Oh my God!
Further up.
There you go. So that's coming up on Friday. One more golf note before we get to the Monday Night Football game in Tampa. Former PGA golfer, the Shark, Greg Norman, who's 65. Yeah. He has an Instagram page, and on his Instagram page yesterday, he posted this photo, and the photo, he's on the beach, he's topless, he looks fantastic, he's got a six-pack, he's got abs.
Oh,
he's,
yeah, he
walking
looks great.
His dog, and he also looks like he's, I don't know, gigantic and excited about something in the pants.
Well, I can see the shark fin.
The shark is huge.
No doubt. To no which, doubt. That's a pup in there, huh? Shark pup?
It went viral on the internet, some of the comments.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, the great white shaft. How about you take that driver with you everywhere, don't you?
And he's loving that, too. You know he's loving that.
And instead of yelling 4, you should yell 12.
That's hysterical.
All right, Monday Night Football in Tampa, late in the fourth quarter. The Rams leading the Buccaneers by 3. Tom Brady with plenty of time. And he's leading his team down the field for what could be a game-tying field goal or maybe even a go-ahead touchdown, but then this happened.
Brady over an outstretched hand, and it's too far! Too far for Brady and intercepted! Jordan Fuller!
Yep, Jordan Fuller, who picked off Brady twice last night. Tommy, 26 of 48, ouch, for 216 yards, a couple of touchdowns and two very costly interceptions. Rams quarterback Jared Goff in the victory, the 27-24 victory. Goff threw for 376 yards and three touchdowns, and he also led the team down the field on what turned out to be the game-winning field goal.
Nice.
By Matt Gay, who's a former Buccaneers kicker. The Rams improved to 7-3. The Buccaneers fall to 7-4. After the game, Tom Brady ran back to the locker room while Jared Goff, the winning quarterback, looked for Tom to shake his hand, but Tom
did this again?
Did it again.
Wow.
Now, you know what's interesting is the last time he did this was to Nick Foles when the Bears beat them in Chicago.
Yeah.
Foles also beat him in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Well, this is a situation where Brady beat Goff in the Super Bowl just a couple years ago, 2018, in that Super Bowl he beat him.
Wow.
I think it was Super Bowl 53.
Wow.
Yeah, he ran off. And you know what? He is going to be skewered today on the internet because you can't do that. You're a big baby. You are a big
you
baby.
You are a big
and
baby.
And you are letting your true colors shine now because it's not – once you could say, I'm sorry, I was mad at myself, you know, when he held up the
– I'm not going to call him his true colors, yeah, but I'll call him his new colors.
Yes.
Because he's certainly behaving,
yes,
in a way we're not used to seeing.
Not good.
But you got to know who you are. When,
yeah,
you're done with football, you will be amongst the greatest of all time. And,
yeah,
a Nick Goff – wants to be able
Jared
to,
Goff.
Or Jared Goff, yeah, excuse me, wants to be able to say that he shook your hand,
yeah,
or had a moment with you.
Yeah.
It's just like, don't be a, you know who you are, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was just not a good look for Tommy Boy last night in Tampa. The Dallas Cowboys have had a crappy season. We all know that. I'm not breaking any new ground by mentioning it. But we have a fun story from the night before they beat the Minnesota Vikings. Saturday night, Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Cowboys, gathered a team together in the hotel in the ballroom. He was in the ballroom, at which point he wanted to inspire his team. So he whipped out a what?
McCarthy pulls out a sledgehammer. Not a prop. A full sledgehammer that you can knock a wall down with. And someone rolls in a bunch of watermelons. Each one has a different objective written on it. McCarthy reads the objective. Bam! Smashes the watermelon. He goes down the row doing this. The players are roaring. McCarthy's pants are soaked. finally gets to the watermelon with Dalvin Cook's picture on it. DeMarcus Lawrence jumps up and goes, I got to get that one. He hands over the sledgehammer to Lawrence. He smashes that watermelon.
So again, McCarthy was encouraging his players to smash Dalvin Cook in the head like a watermelon, if I'm listening to that right.
Wow.
Dalvin Cook did have a good game, 115 yards, I believe, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys did win. The Cowboys did win. And that is the Dallas Cowboys Report, sponsored by the new hit comedy, Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses?
Can I do it till I need glasses? The nuttiest, craziest, funniest, daziest, looniest, gooniest, mooniest madcap movie, since if you don't stop it, you'll go blind. So run to see the hysterically funny
Fantastic.
Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses? Rated R.
Somebody who has to wear glasses now, I can tell you that, yes, it can be done. The Vikings, by the way, placing wide receiver Adam Thielen on the reserve COVID list.
Mm-hmm.
Team not letting us know whether he has COVID or not. So that means it could be a situation where he's just in close contact with somebody and he's on the list. The Baltimore Ravens, they put two running backs on the COVID list with COVID. Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins, they both tested positive. Won't be available to play Thanksgiving night versus the Steelers.
Wow.
Defensive tackle Brandon Williams will also join them on the COVID-19 reserve list, that due to contact tracing. Here's something scary for you, for everybody not taking this whole COVID thing serious, because you're young, you've got your whole life ahead of you. It's just it's just the flu.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how about this? Buffalo Bills tight end Tommy Sweeney. Here's a guy in the prime of his life, plays for the Bills. Going to miss the remainder of the season after being diagnosed with an inflamed heart caused by COVID-19. It's a COVID-19 after effect. It's called myocarditis.
Okay.
It's a rare cardiovascular disease. It has been reported in patients diagnosed with COVID-19. It's a condition caused by the body's immune system's response to the infection that can lead to shortness of breath, chest pain, and heart palpitations.
This happened to a college kid, too, earlier this year.
Yes. No, don't worry about it. Don't wear that mask. It's not a problem.
Dude, I got a call last night from a friend of mine in the area who had COVID back in August.
Yeah.
3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks. And he's in the medical profession.
Yeah.
So, the dude has resources. He lived in his own basement.
Yep. It's all fake. It's just fake.
I know.
They're just trying to get Trump out, Rick. Kelly Stafford, the wife of Matthew Stafford of the Detroit Lions, she stepped in it. She stepped in it last
Again?
She stepped in it last week when she posted this video.
I'm over living in a dictatorship that we call Michigan. I understand there's a pandemic, and I understand it's very scary.
Yes.
I'm scared of it too. Mm-hmm. If you are at risk, do not leave your house until there's a vaccine.
Not that easy, but people have to work, people have to make a living, people have to pay bills.
Lockdown in Michigan has been more severe than it has been here.
Yes,
so there's a lot of my people are from up there. I get it.
Yep.
You got to know who you are, though,
because
you're the wife of the quarterback for the pro team, and this is going to get some attention.
She got destroyed. She's now apologized, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
For her video rant.
Their transmission rate was as much as 20% in some areas.
Yep.
Ours is like, what, 5, 7 at tops?
Let's end on a fun note. Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs, he's a big fan of ketchup. And yesterday he did confirm that come Thanksgiving, he does, in fact, put ketchup on his turkey and ham.
Well, ketchup,
Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs.
Very nice.
Here's your fun fact. If a female vampire bat is hungry. Another female will regurgitate blood from their last meal as a food donation, and then they will groom each other.
Two females?
Yeah. Lesbian
bats. Kind of hot vampire action going on there. I'm going to puke up a little blood that I'm going to use it to wipe off your forehead slowly with one of
Yeah, you want to watch it? Just go to Pornhub, type it in. I'm sure there's a video.
With one of my membrane-filled wings that will slowly unfold like an umbrella. Ba-ba-ba.